I'm Laura Hunsberger for South Carolina Public Radio. Columbia resident Kiyoshu Brewer and her family were displaced after last fall's historic floods. After months of working with a case manager from Hearts and Hands Disaster Recovery, the Brewer family moved into a new apartment, and staff from Hearts and Hands threw a party to welcome them home.
This is a very good moment for her, so I appreciate everybody taking time out to come and share this moment with her.
Kiyoshu's case manager, LaShawn Benjamin, talked about many challenges the family faced in their recovery. Their apartment didn't flood, but the water rose high enough to cause mold to grow in the home. Kiyoshu had one young child and a baby on the way, and it wasn't safe for them to live there. She says they lost almost all of their belongings to mold.
Everything was molded. The furniture, my pots. Only thing that I could say was electronic stuff.
Hearts and Hands Disaster Recovery worked with a number of organizations to help Kiyoshu provide for her family. Once they found a new apartment, they needed furniture to make it a home. St. Vincent de Paul's House in a Box program stepped in to provide what they needed, from blankets and beds to new dishes and a kitchen table. Case manager LaShawn Benjamin says the furniture program was essential to the family's recovery.
A lot of times when we think about recovery, we're thinking about we're going to put the house together, we're going to put the family in the home, but we still need things to go in the home to fill. Children need beds, family, parents need beds to sleep in, they need tables to sit at and eat dinner together. The inside of the house really is going to make it for these families, because when you look around and you don't have a bed to sleep in or a table to sit with your family, it still makes you very frustrated and your recovery is going to take a lot longer. So we desperately need these programs to stay.
After providing furniture for more than 100 families, the official House in a Box program is ending in South Carolina. It's been over a year since the floods, but many people are still working toward a full recovery. Homes are being rebuilt, and St. Vincent de Paul of South Carolina has hundreds of families qualified and waiting for furniture. Marilyn Gray, chair of St. Vincent de Paul South Carolina Disaster Relief Services, says they're going to try to keep the program going in a different form.
The problem right now that we're running into, though, is that all of the grants are running out. We were getting help from other national areas, and now all those areas have had disasters of their own. So we're at a point now where we are having to readjust, regroup, bring in a committee from South Carolina, and we're having to raise our own money and get the furniture ourselves and make sure that everyone that needs furniture gets it. We have 400 families who have been qualified and are on a waiting list for furniture. Some of their homes aren't ready yet, but we want to have the furniture for them.
I spoke with Liz Disco-Shearer, COO of the National St. Vincent de Paul Disaster Services. She says that it's been an unprecedented year for disasters, and recovery organizations are overwhelmed. When we spoke, Liz was on her way to help in Louisiana, one of 37 disasters St. Vincent de Paul is currently working. She says House in a Box accomplished a lot in South Carolina, and they hope to see the local St. Vincent de Paul members, or Vincentians, continue the work.
We're excited that they're going to take on and continue to try to build community, because our goal is to build capacity and to help our local Vincentians then move forward and take on their own community on any kind of long-term recovery efforts.
House in a Box was the only program in the state providing new furniture for flood-affected residents. St. Vincent de Paul, South Carolina members and their community partners will aim to continue the work through the end of the year or for as long as possible. For more on this story, visit southcarolinapublicradio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Laura Hunsberger.